It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I am excited about tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about what is it does a sound engineer do? But before we get into the topic, I'd like to cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community, allowing us prospectively to act in the field that we're called to do business. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that's tuned in and locked and loaded to this program, and those with the talent to create. Lord, we just hope that they are mindful that it was you who had given them this gift in the first place. Tonight, guys, we're talking about what does a sound engineer really do? And what inspired this is a video that I saw and when I was doing the research for it. It was this guy, he's standing mightily into the studio. He's the producer of the girl of the track. There's a girl in this nice, facility. The facility looked phenomenal, with a board that's, just amazing. You have this sound engineer sitting there, and he's tweaking all the knobs, and he's playing with it and torquing it, and he's making everything work. But on the other side, she's delivering her best. She's doing all that she could do out of pitch, off kilter, totally off totally from no other way to describe it. It was all satire. And that's the funny part about it. It was all satire. And she's trying to sing her song. And he's and the engineer on the other side in this comedy, it's satire. He's in there saying, yes, baby, yes, yes. Hold that note and that kind of thing going on in the studio. And he looked like he's conducting her, and she's doing this great job. Well, it's supposed to be for fun, but in reality, the message was the sound engineer is over there really making magic happen. They showed in the video the dude, he was exhausted for all the buttons he had to push, all the things he had to do to make this create this phenomenal sound. And that's what we're dealing with tonight. I'm going to open up the floor. I'm going to first go to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, are you available?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Okay.
But
man, you scared me for a second. Yeah, I know. I'm having issues. I know that we have another caller there. Supposedly.
Oh yeah.
Wait. Is it a 696 number?
It's a 616-885.
Okay, I believe.
And you're on live with Poetic and Raw Dog, and who am I speaking with?
This is Pete Gunner.
Pete Gunner, how you doing? Pete Gunner, I know you are. You're really thick in this entertainment business. If you would give our listeners a peek of some of the talents that you've been able to, actually produce out there. And then after you do that, tell us, why do you think, even with some of the voices that you probably done dealt with, do you have to tweak them in order to give us that amazing sound for the world? You now have the floor. Tell us a little bit about you, B. Gunner.
Yeah, I've been blessed to actually do some work with the likes of Chris Brown, Genuine, just a couple. As a matter of fact, I've done a Beyonce song once, and I mean, it's just out of blessing that I got a chance to actually work on these superstars' music, and actually it kind of makes me feel good. At the same time, I feel real awful.
You feel what?
They could have easily wanted somebody else to mix their music.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, now I know there's an art behind this. If you would share with us what type of music, let's just say, let's take the celebrities out of the equation for the moment, and let's just say, when usually a production comes in your direction, what is it that come usually in the raw? It when it comes to you in the raw, is it ready to take on?
No.
The radio. And tell me why not.
Well, because, I mean, an audio sound engineer, we're the ones that's really, really listening for the things that people, normal people don't listen for. But it's that extra little oomph that a producer will turn around and go, that's what I want. You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but then again, if I had you in the studio, I could show you a lot better.
Okay, we got an expert on deck. Wait.
I love the way you put it. You know,
Raw Dog, can I do this real quick before you do this? I got an expert on deck. His name is Raw Dog. And I wanted to, because he's a sound engineer too, I wanted to introduce you to him, but he got to run off.
Well, wait a minute now.
He's going to jump off in front of me.
I am so happy your medication kicked in that you don't know what. I got Raw Dog tonight.
Yeah, I got Raw Dog on deck, man. I'm going to tell you, Big Donner, he's also an expert to it too, and asking that same question I wanted to introduce y'all to, so y'all can hobnob together as well. Go ahead.
How you doing, Raw Dog?
Hey, I'm glad you're here. I loved what you said because you work magic. And the funny part about it is that you told them the truth. It's something that you hear or that's needed and that, you know, that it lacks. You know, I always say, you know, there are carrier sounds that go within a production that people aren't aware of because I gave them the equation of do they understand what dropouts were in the flow of music, whereas you have a great melody, but you have to have that carrier that goes along with it to make it full and warm. You know, and
exactly.
So when you said, it was like, yeah, he knows the secret. You got to listen to music. You've got to be able to understand the placements that go within a song, so that
that's a God's blessing right there for those who can do that. Because
yeah.
I mean, you got schools out here that can teach you how to mix, but there's out of twenty people you teaching how to mix. Really, 10 of them have that ear to mix.
I got to ask you a question. What instrument did you play?
Oh, wow. In middle school, I played trombone and tuba. And
you know how I knew that? It's because when in school, you didn't start out mixing and what have you. You started out with going in as a student and watching the director or the band director put together all of these people that had no idea what the song they were learning, because most of them would bring out, you know, songs that, we don't hear that over the radio, you know, and he would introduce it to you. You'd get a part and you'd go, that's my part. And then he'd put it together. And when you put it together and they started layering on top of each other and formulated that song, you went, wow.
Exactly. That's what really, I have my father's side of the family. I mean, we're like real deep into music. So that kind of inspired me to want to go to band classes because I wanted to learn how to play an instrument, because that would motivate me to want to learn other instruments.
Now, well, you know,
I did the same thing. Yes.
I started playing the saxophone, went to get bass guitar, went to trying to figure out if I could be a keyboardist or not, you know, and it was that watching that teacher bring this one unison, independent, even the weakest of students that was just learning how to play, how he could get it together and we could play a song and sound decent. And I can, mm-hmm. in that formulation, you know, of how it's, the music is layered and what have you, working in the studio, when you don't hear that instrument, you know, that's, I think of the group Roots that uses tuba and what have you. And you start to say, wait a minute, these guys, we were all brought up the same way. It wasn't the idea of the studio and the mixing. It was in awe of that guy that could bring all of us little airheads together in the room and wave his hand and everybody would follow. And we come together with the tune. It's the same way in the studio. But, you know, there's a lot of tools you got to have for the success. And, you know, the people that you worked with, I know that they had all the tools that any tricks you might want to apply within a song, they were available to you. And, man, that's magic. That's magic because you can do things that and correct them. You know, he was talking about, did you use equipment to correct artist's voice? Well, those are secrets. I can understand why you didn't say, well, I did that for Chris Brown and I did that for Chris Brown. I do understand why you didn't say that, and I know they appreciate it, and you know you want to go back and work for them. So, hey, no leakage back in a negative way.
Oh, come on, man. Tell us the truth. We want to know. Inquiry minds want to know, man.
Hey, you know what that's like?
Secret.
No.
Hey,
real
engineers hold secrets.
We don't mind teaching,
but we have a couple of little secrets we want to keep to ourselves. That's how we keep jobs.
Exactly. And the tools that regulate those secrets, you must know about. You know, how to do some of these things. But I'm going to say this to you, Poetic. I'm going to take him off the hook. See how he stirs the pot and wanting to get more than he should? You know, hey, but he's happy with it because his medication
kicked in. Don't worry about me, man. Hey, I might propose the question. That doesn't mean you got to answer it. But, hey, we do want to know.
What, Poetic? I don't think there is a performer, a singer, that does any type of production and what have you that doesn't get tweaked. Okay? Now, I'm saying that to you, you know, so that you understand that perfection has been, how would they say this? It has been given in the tools in the studio for you to get close to that. Nothing's ever perfect. There's always going to be something, but we get as close as we can.
That right there, that's the hardest thing to get across to an artist.
Yep.
Because they're going to keep saying, well, we can get it better. Okay, yeah, we can get it better, but we're never going to get it perfect.
Right.
As long as they can understand that, the whole relationship in that studio will flow perfect.
Exactly. Because of the fact that, you know, it's in the electronics. And, you know, I have to say this. They're in the box. Their thinking is in the box. As an engineer, you know, and recording it is one thing. But let's just say you're doing the work on it as far as the mastering and getting it everything edited in the proper way. You know, then you start to, that's when the ear comes in. Because you have to make sure.
I got to ask both of you guys something.
Yeah.
Do the guitar, do the drums, let's say on the digital side of things, are these things perfectly pitched when they're coming to you guys as and at the right levels? Or do you guys have to mix in the guitar, the drums, all of it, and help the levels out? Because they, when they was doing the creative production of it, it just things was just everywhere. Is it something? Is that a part of
from
the production,
my personal
or is it
experience,
strictly vocal?
I let artists know when they send me the music, I want everything broke down by individual instruments, so that way I can be able to tell whether it was live or whether it was played on the keyboard, and I can adjust my mix accordingly to make that keyboard sound, that keyboard guitar sound, as live as possible.
Right.
And I do that with each individual instrument. So to answer your question, no, you don't get those beats or music coming into you in perfect pitch. If you did, that means the engineer touched it. An engineer who knows what he's doing touched it before they sent it to you.
Exactly.
Rodal, what's your thought?
What he just told you the
I want your thoughts. I said your thoughts. I said
they
your thoughts.
Oh, he's mixed it up. Come on, medication, kick in. No, you know what?
Come
see,
on.
The thing about it is, like he said, that he requests the music sent to him. So that means he's got the individual tracks that, you know, he can then edit. We'll use the big word, edit, and that means many, many things that he will do. He'll do either applications, compressions, pitch shifting, you know. He might even put in an EQ on certain instruments, and, you know, now with digital, a guitar track can be changed from one sounding guitar to another. You know, or duplicate it and add a different trim to it so that it's in a different fashion, the same sound, but with a different instrument. You know, I mean, when you, as a person that works with music in a studio, you go to sleep, and when you wake up, you've thought of some new idea, something you want to try, or something that you've heard that they did in that the song that they were doing, and you go, that stands out. The unfortunate thing these days, you have artists, and some of the lyrics just are not pleasing to the arrangement. You know,
exactly.
The music is beautiful by itself, and a few words, damn, it should be a million sellers. But people haven't opened their eyes to understanding that, you know, you can think you can be the best rapper and all of this and that and the other, but those days are dying. Thank goodness. They can say less and get over. When you start thinking
about...
Well,
I see the days of... Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Close your eyes. Medication will get you in a minute. So what happens is this. What is the purpose of music? They want to dance, romance, motivate, you know, and there's religion and what have you, and that's a motivational point and inspirational, you know. There's a psychological healing in some music, you know. Hey, you're okay, I'm okay, and we're okay. All right. So what happens is that in music itself, you know, and it sounds like he's also a composer of different, you know, of music. His artists, and let me say this, they sang a portion of the song. Not necessarily were they over the whole song. So the music and the artists, they were together, you know, and they fit. You know, and he's got the ear to be able to go, man, you know, when a lot of the amateur ones, that's just not fitting. Why? I didn't hear anyone that he's been successful in doing that gave an ego song where they were the mightiest and what have you. Now, Beyonce might have done that. Maybe women are ready for that, you know. But that I would, you know what? He has a you would want to be a fly on the wall when he's in the studio with these artists, because
I sure do. Oh, okay. I just wanted to say that. I want to be in
I'm
the studio.
I'm talking about Chris Brown,
what
have you, not Beyonce. I know you. Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
I sure
medication. But no, man. I mean, they're treated the same way as you would treat a newbie. You know, they're there to do a job. He's there doing a job. And it has nothing to do with, you know, the point of they're trying to be good and he is doing what his training and years, and when he hears it, he hears it. I mean, it's part of the development. He's not a novice. He's not an intermediary. He's a pro. And
all right, now look, I'm a novice. I'm a nobody, and I'm not talking about me, guys.
Listen,
Raw Dog. I'm talking about the inspired wannabe engineer. Does it take schooling or acquired skill to actually become up to the caliber of an AJ P. Gunna or a Raw Dog? Where do the line, we draw the line in the sand and say it take education or take just profound experience? I'm gonna start with
real
you, Raw Dog.
Real quick on that one. I know not real personally, but I know of a lot of professional engineers that have never stepped foot in a school, in an engineering school ever. And they're some of the best in the business. But I also know a lot of them that actually went to school like myself. Now, I'm not putting myself, I would never put myself amongst those greats because, to me, I really haven't did anything. But, I mean it's up to you what path you want to take. A lot of them, like I said, did not take that school path, and they are some of the greats. But, see, these greats are ones they don't shun away from the digital, but they're more analog prong, which I do prefer analog, but I love digital at the same time, so I love to incorporate them together.
I got a question for you. Now, when you say analog, you're still using the digital media to record it through, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No. Why I said that?
I have taped it before. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but no. But why I said that is just because the young people that might tune in, they might get confused between analog and digital, but you can still record them on the same machine. And that's all I was trying to bring out in that, you know, because I know what you're talking about. Keep going.
Oh, no, I agree with you because I have using Pro Tools, had it MIDI with the SSL, rocking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this was back in school, and I've only been out of school since 2013, beginning of 2013.
Well, you
but
know
I've been. I've been engineering before that, but once I got my schooling, that's when I took that next step up for myself to becoming a pro.
And I want to explain to the young folks, interpret what you just said, because you gave them a pathway to understand. You know, you said you learned on your own, and you became proficient, and you understood working the Pro Tools program. Then you got certification.
Yes.
That certified that you knew what you were talking. You can talk a good game, but you now can talk it and show the credentials that you earned it.
Exactly.
You're certified. See, now, that's something that a lot of young people that realize that they may not want to go to school to learn how to work this, but why not go get certified that says that you know what you're doing, that then you can go different places in standards because most studios, the professional ones, they're set up on a standard so that you understand the recording that you can do and what you're doing it with and on, and you already know how it functions, because I don't think there are differences, but they're not real.
Plus with schooling, and plus with schooling, it's more really, I would like for all the young cats out there to know that engineering is more than just Pro Tools. It's more than just Fruity Loops.
Right.
You're going to have to get away from that. Schooling gets you, it keeps you with it. At the same time, it gets you away from that to learn the other aspects of engineering.
Right.
That once you're done, yeah, you got your certification, but you can sit back and go, wow, I don't have to use Pro Tools to make a platinum hit.
Right.
I can go use QEdit Pro and make a platinum hit. See, they don't understand that. They figure, okay, Pro Tools, I got to use Pro Tools. That's how people are going to listen to my music. I mean, really, learn on your own, but then go to school. That way they can give you a better base.
True.
On how to start your career.
But I got to say one thing, too. I started on Acid Pro, okay? This was years ago. And they didn't have any plugins, okay? It was just you record, and you might have reverb and EQ. That was it. They didn't give you anything else other than that.
He just said years ago. Come on, man. That was decades ago.
No, really. Seriously. I'm just messing. And what was trippy was is when I moved up to Pro Tools, some of the plugins came with it. And you know, I moved from Pro Tools to Logic Pro. And more plugins came and different add-ons, that, you know, with the MIDI in the same. And I went, whoa, wait a minute now. And the doorway, when it opens up and you start to get your hands on and the curiosity goes on, yes, you may learn how to work it, but the what they actually are supposed to do, a lot of the plugins, and that's when we were. I'm glad that you didn't tell who the artist was that might have used the plugins. But
well, come on, man. He gonna hey, Raw Dog, you trying to take it away from me? He gonna say something. Come on.
Well, no,
that's
no,
what,
I,
that's what we got him on here for. Which one of you using it, man?
I bet you that $20. You gonna pay that?
Us as engineers, we have to respect our clients.
There you go.
We want them because if anything goes wrong in the studio, the engineer is the first one getting the finger pointed at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, when things start hitting the wall
a little bit, you want that
artist to look at you like, hey, bro, don't worry about it. Just go ahead, take care of it. Let's get back to work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, seriously. So, in turn, I look at it as not only just a working relationship, I got to respect this man or woman's privacy.
Exactly.
They don't want all of their business out on the street.
Exactly.
If that's the case, then they can take that to the reality shows.
You know how you can tell an amateur is that an amateur will come in and they'll want to hear
and
what you're done with somebody
like
else.
No.
They'll say, you got other songs in your computer? You go, yeah, well, let me hear. And you got to tell them, no one will hear yours.
Exactly.
And no one will hear theirs unless they're playing it for you. And, you know, they look at you like, oh, come on. And you go, whoa, wait a minute. He ain't even been off the block.
Thank you.
That's how you can tell an amateur is because there's no comparative unless you want to turn on your radio and then you can everybody's free there, you know. And the whole thing about it, as an agent, as a contractor, as an employee, you know, there's a confidentiality that as a audio engineer is given to understand that the work that's going on is for someone else, that is that person's work, and you can't even tell the title of it.
Exactly.
You know?
it's just like you working for a Fortune 500 company. You're right at the top of the list, right up under the CEO. You're not going to run around giving out company secrets.
Oh no! Oh no! And
no, Pigana, I joke about it. I love testing the water just in case you might. But reality, what you just said is a man of integrity, and people have to understand that, you know, if you want to do good business with people, you got to always maintain integrity. And I really appreciate what you just said. And that's a prime example for our young folks today.
You better tell them the other side. It's not only integrity, it means you'll go to jail.
Exactly.
And then here's the other side, too.
I'll get to that.
You're messing with
that,
your money when you don't.
Jail is no money.
You ain't got no money.
That's what always made me wonder about how did someone leak someone else's music before they put it out there, you know, and then you have to realize the spin doctors and all of that are working in behalf of their client, you know, to make it like it was leaked out as a test, you know, and to bring the interest so that, you know, when it, you know, they actually let everyone have access to it, that it's marketable and it's selling, you know, off the shelves. They don't want the music that people are buying to just sit there. They want it to fly off the shelves. So leaking someone's music before that person lets it out, I don't see how that happens.
Because it was planned out, that's why.
It's the part of the artist that let it leak.
Once we're done with the mixing and the mastering and all of that, everything else is left up to the artist, his manager, the label, the producer. That falls right into their circle. Music leak out, that falls right into their circle.
Yep.
Once we're done, we're looking at, okay, yeah, I did a pretty good job, and then we're looking at our bank account, contacting BMI or ASCAP and looking for, ready to start looking for our residuals.
Exactly.
Hey, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you that. Does the engineer, and I really don't want you to answer it right now. I want you to answer when we come back from the break. But I wanted to ask you, does the engineer get a piece of credit for his contribution on the track? Because a lot of times in the studio, the engineer is actually making suggestions just as much and actually making more suggestions than the producer and making tweaks work and certain things work because of his experience. Does the engineer get producer's credit along with the track? Let's just, when we come back, you can explain it to me the best way you know of it. And we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all listening to Hip Hop National Radio. You see how we get it down, get in? We get it down right now with Pigana. Pigana has a great experience right now. He's a great producer, and he dealt with some of the greats that we know, Beyonce, Chris Brown, and many more. So be back. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, guys. I just want everybody to know to get involved with Hip Hop National. You want to go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Upload your MP3 today. We are distributors of music. We help get the word out there about your music. We connect with the industry pros of the business so we can educate you about the business and possibly make some connections with you for the business. But that's what this whole show is about, is really to educate you about this business so you can understand what it is to get in it and remain in it. And hopefully along the way, we help you not get ripped off in place. So that's basically what the platform is about. And we aim to educate. All we ask, will you help? So you listen to Hip Hop National Radio. We're back to the business. What is it does an engineer really do? And we're back on. We talked, got P Gunna as our guest. Just before I went to the break, I was asking about the royalties in which they receive. And do they get producers credits, or what kind of credit do they get? Because you had mentioned, you said you wanted to see what you go in and y'all see what your ASCAP, your BMI, CSAC is about. So you got the business, you got the floor, P. Gunna. Talk to me.
Well, as far as the producers' rights, it's all according to whether you're actually the producer on that album. But as far as mixing as the engineering rights, yes, you have those. And my professional opinion, I would sign a contract immediately saying, yes, I am the engineer on this track, and hand it in to whoever you deal with, BMI or ASCAP.
Okay.
Immediately, before you even begin to start on that work.
Okay, you said before you even begin to start? Okay, so how much time do you guys have before you get actually, before you know that you're going to be on this project? Because you just said before you even begin, because I'm sure your schedule is packed.
Yeah, so, oh, yeah. Right, he'd be there tomorrow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can get a phone call right now saying, hey, I got this woo-woo-woo as I'm talking to that person. I can log in on my BMI and just do it right here online.
Yeah, see what you don't understand, the technology has gone so, how would they say, modern. If the money right, he could start right now.
Exactly.
You didn't ask him, did he have in his home the equipment, see, the tools that he could do work on music? See, you know.
And to answer that question, yes, I do.
Thank you. Thank you. You know,
I can get a phone call while I'm having dinner with the wife and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, okay, cool. Well, what's the budget? Okay, boom, boom, boom. And as I'm having that discussion, I will come into my home studio, get right on my computer, log into BMI. That's who I go through, BMI, and start entering what I need to enter in so that way, once contracts are signed and everything, I can make sure I'm getting paid.
Exactly. And the thing now, as a businessman, here's a good question for you. Your studio in your home, is it not considered an office, a working space?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So business-wise, as a businessman, you have put a home office to do work from.
Yep.
Okay.
Business expenses.
For the young people to understand, the gentleman is very intelligent. He understands the internal revenue. Okay. He understands that for him to be able to do what he's doing and it to pay for itself, he set up his own business with the abilities to handle the files of the music industry. Now, you know, which program he's using or what have you, that's kind of his own secret. You know, he's the master of his magic. You know, but he's letting you know that waveforms are waveforms, whether you have a low program or one of the more expensive programs, that it is a WAV file. But I got to ask him one thing. Your interface is of high quality. Am I correct? That when you're doing, once you get the files and you're listening to them, You spent money investing on an interface that will give you sound quality.
Yes, sir. Yes, oh, I have.
See, I've been explaining to the young folks through time that, you know, okay, the novice, the beginner, they have Pro Tools and they have the M-Audio interface. But I try to explain to them that that is a good way to start. But to get industry level, the quality of your interface, it starts to make a difference, you know. And it's not putting down, you know, get what you can afford so you can figure out if you really, really want to be in this game. You know, and you, it's something that if you love it, you're going to do it no matter what the equipment is. So, all right. But understand that at a certain point, you realize that there is something that you will have to sacrifice for. And that has been an interface. And they won't tell you that in the music store. They'll tell you, oh, you can do music and what have you. But as you get into
it. A lot of those cats in the music store don't know what they're talking about anyway.
Oh, yeah.
just some personal experience. I mean, I got a couple cats that I actually went to school with that work in a guitar center. Okay, I would trust their opinion because they went to school with me.
Well, yeah, but guess what? You had to qualify them in being of knowledge of what you needed and what was the new innovations. You know, and that you know, I understand where you're coming from, you know, but I've also been had a lessons learned at different music stores when they embellish and make claims that, oh, yes, this program will work with you, it will work fine for you. But they didn't even ask you your operating system that you're using. You know, they didn't ask if it was Windows or XP or which base of Mac you were using and what the operating program. They just sell you the program, and you find out later on you can't return it because once you put a seal on the program, it's a done deal.
Either that or you're going to have to upgrade what you already had to be able to get up to speed on what you just bought. You spent $2,000 on.
I got a question for you.
What's that?
Do you upgrade your system, or do you buy another one?
That's a choice of preference. Me personally, if I got something I like, I'll ride it till the wheels fall off. I mean, I know studios here in Phoenix that still use Pro Tools 5.
Right.
They will ride it to the. I mean. Like the old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. You know,
so
I'm
sitting here on my rig. I got Pro Tools 10 because I like Pro Tools 10. Actually, I love Pro Tools 10. But you got cats. I mean, they got other systems in their studios.
Right.
Where they have the upgraded Pro Tools, but they still got that one rig that they are not going to get rid of, and they will still ride it until the wheels fall off.
Well, now, you know what? I guess you answered the question because I don't believe in upgrading when everything is running smooth. You know? I mean, I'm like, I'm that type of person. I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off because
exactly. It's
the interface and it's what your hard drive, if it's working and not crashing on you. I mean, you're going to be able to record. Don't blame it because it's not the newest one. Blame yourself because what you're trying to do is got issues, you know. And I want the young folks to understand that because, you know, I've always seen upgrade now, you know, and you go, whoa. I'll lose a program because it's not made in that upgrade operating system. So you can lose.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've got songs that are like 8, 9 years old, and I know you got songs that are just as old, you know,
yeah.
That nobody's ever heard that, you know, that are marinating. Yeah, I'm not going to get rid of it. I'll listen to it later on.
Exactly.
So, you know, and there's how you the difference between an amateur and a pro. An amateur runs down, and it's done in 2 hours. But just like I said and you said, you've got things that people have never heard that are, that have been marinating, that you know, they had something that made you want to keep it, but you just didn't continue to develop it. You're holding on to it because it was a good thought, you know? And that is part of being who you are in your success, is because they don't have any idea the age of what you might be selling in a track, and you're so good that you can work on other people's tracks and then, you know, and putting it together because you've built up with the tools that you can work on other people's stuff. And there, and your certification. So let's just call you the pro, just as you are, because, it wasn't easy. Yes, there were times where the book just seemed, I already know this, but then you didn't know possibly the terminology or the reason or the how would one put that? How you could actually fine-tune it to where you could get the best out of it. You liked it, but now I can get the best out of it because I know how to fine-tune it, you know. And, yeah, you're going to be called by the Chris Browns and the Beyoncés and a whole bunch of artists because you don't tell. You know everybody needs some kind of help. And see, so, you know, Poetic is...
May I?
I got to say one thing about you. Poetic is a very good individual, and he's trying to set up his own studio. But Raw Dog has not told him all the little magical things, and he gets a little... So this is why the show came about. He's learning.
He's frustrated. He's frustrated.
There's nothing wrong with it, brother, because I'm still learning myself. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I'm on LinkedIn a lot, and anytime I come across an old head engineer, I am right in his message box. Hey, how you doing, such, such, such? Let me pick your brain. That is my favorite phrase to say. Let me pick your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You never stop learning.
Now, Pizano, I'm going to ask you guys this. Let's say entering into the sandbox of the studio, right? What is it that most artists enter in that they should know but they don't know? What do you see from the artist's perspective, the average artist, because I'm sure you work with all types of artists beyond the icons of the world. You've also worked with the novice, the ones that just started. What is it that they should know that they probably don't know? Start with you, Pigano.
How to conduct themselves as an adult. And even if it's a child artist, still have people around you to show you how to conduct yourself. Conduct yourself.
I guess in a word, you're saying be coachable.
Exactly.
Okay.
But at the same time, know what you want. At the same time, know what you want. So then that way the two parties can be able to meet at an understanding and you can get the job done.
Now, I've also, you know, been in and out of studios, and in observation, I see a lot of cats who come there to record, they start to come in and conduct other activity based on what you just said, that they bring all their buddies. they bring their pot, and they're doing everything other than being there for the seriousness of the recording.
Well, you hear Raw Dog running to the door trying to save
my,
you?
My thought about that.
Let him speak, Raw Dog.
I've done, you know what I'm saying, a little partying with artists before. But as I started to mature into my career,
okay,
there's a time and a place for everything.
Amen.
Now that I'm older, I can sit here. I would rather come into the studio. Let's get work done. Hell, we can go hit the bar afterwards if you like.
Okay. Now, in the studio, you would agree time is money, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, there's no better way to put it, because I'll let them know you're on your dime. You have to pay me, so, I mean, regardless, you're on your dime. If you want to sit in a party, that is fine, but I'm going to make sure I'm on point so I can keep track of the timing of the money.
Right.
And at the same time, you can sit back and go, well, damn, I was blowed out of my mind, but the man made sure my stuff was right.
Exactly.
Me personally, I would rather our artists come in, focus, and on point. But like my mama told me, you can't make a grown person do things.
Right.
A grown person has their own thought on what they want to do. So I mean,
but now you know what?
As long as I'm handling my business and everything's staying in order in the studio, I'm good.
But yeah, and check this. I'm gonna clean it up. The Poetic was trying to stir the pot, trying to find out what do people do before they go to the studio. Now I'm gonna say it like this, and he probably tells his people exactly what I tell my people, and I say, okay, if you want to smoke and what have you, get your head bent before you get here. Remember, hey, it is a job, it is a business. We're gonna do this. Now, yes. Alcohol has been one thing, and I had one individual that he called himself drinking at the time. Things got worse rather than better. Alcohol is a fool's game. Yeah, that's one thing in the studio. I really, those that are going out there to be what they're to be, it's not necessarily done to an extent. You know, it's not something that helps. It always seems to be something that brings confusion, and they're going to burn up their money, you know, because, hey, if you're doing any kind of vocals or what have you with anybody, alcohol, after a certain point, they get to slurring their words. And, you know, it's not necessarily that great of a take for them. You know, if you want to throw your money out the window, okay, we'll catch it. I mean, you know, hey, we're not fools. We got refrigerators.
Exactly, but the bill collectors
and all that kind of shit that's coming after. So we ain't fools. We'll take the money, but the best condition.
We let them know ahead of time. Hey,
yep.
This is what is going on. Boom, boom, boom. Man. Like I said, they're grown. If they choose to, oh, man, fuck that. I can do this. I can still get it done. I mean, cool then. I mean,
yeah, we're going to take
like
the money.
Like I said, it's your dime.
We're going to take the money. But guess what?
Exactly.
It's not our choice of wanting the alcohol as an influence. It's not our choice. You know, if they get their head bad, okay, you know, maybe they might get more inspirational and they might get more soulful. You know, but, you know, hey, smoking is also choking, so, you know, they got to watch their vocal cords, too, you know. And so
and that's why I was going to go to next. I wanted to ask y'all that. What kind of things, prerequisites that's required for them as a vocalist to come in the studio so they can get the best optimum vocals out of their voices, that voice box that's inside of them? What kind of things that they shouldn't do before coming in there? Screaming,
smoking.
Yeah. That's their choice, and that's a judgment call that you see on them. They really don't know. You know, it's just like saying, what's the difference between a Chevrolet and a Fiat? You know, which one is faster? You know, it's like, hey, we can't predict it. We can only watch it. We're only audio engineers. We're not therapists or any of those kind of people. So, yeah, you know, this is a business. This is an enjoyment on our parts. You know, like he said, we'd rather deal with the files. You know, that way, hey, it's an easier point. It's a fight with sound rather than individuals. You know, and the individuals, see, that's what separates the good and the great. You know, you can be good, but if you bring the wrong character to show and to get the work done, you may not get that golden chance and that the effort. You just might be paying for the time, and you don't get the love like you would have got it if you'd have been a person that, you know, hey, gave love. You know, you got, hey, and we don't walk on water, but hell, respect us.
But y'all, I'm a magician in that studio. And P. Gunner, I want to hear from you.
Oh, on that same topic?
On that same tip.
With the one you talking about, the vocalist.
Well, yeah, the vocalist.
Me personally, I agree with everything he said, but that vocalist should also know how to prepare themselves to be in the studio if they're trying to be a professional or if they're already professionals.
Do they need a vocal coach? Would you say that?
I would suggest yes. I suggest that. I've heard some vocalists that are just, excuse my language, heavenly. But, I mean, I would still recommend a vocal coach. A vocal coach just does not teach you how to sing. It teaches you, they teach you how to take care of yourself. Practicing when you're not in the studio to always keep your lungs strong, your vocal cords strong. I mean, a vocal coach is more than just a vocal coach. Excuse me. I mean, I would personally say, yeah, you need to go get a vocal coach. I mean, I'm not trying to offend any artists out there, but I would suggest that you do that. I like to see that when that vocal coach comes into the studio with that artist.
Now, we often talk about this here on the show, when we talk about, okay, rappers, most rappers don't believe that they need to know what key that they're rapping in, or that they, and most of them are not in the knowledge that there is a necessity to maintain the key. What's your thoughts?
Well, personally, I'm back on the vocal thing. They should know. If they don't, I mean, I can't really do too much about it. Like my man said, we're just engineers. Now, me personally,
well, you're not just
yes,
engineers.
They
we are engineers. You got to say, "Dunno, we're engineers." You know, like superheroes, brother.
The medication.
Yeah.
Just float it out on us. Damn. He's right. You know, it's like okay. You know, we make the money. We make the money two ways. You know, we make the money and invest our time and our abilities with people like a Chris Brown and a Beyonce and what have you, because they've been down the road. We know that there's going to be a better recovery by signing a contract on royalties and what have you than there's possibly going to be from Jack around the corner. You know, Jack around the corner is going to come, and he is doing something, and it is a point that you will either going to have to train him and give him the knowledge, or you're going to have to be a coach and a critic in him putting together, you know, what his track is. You know, we can be hired to record. You know, are we hired to coach? Are we hired to, you know, put the diaper on them and what have you? Because they just, that's the way it is, you know. It's a choice, you know. And after you, in the beginning, you might do all of that, you know, until you learn better and get tired, you know. You have an outlook on this situation. If I carry myself as a professional, and I am a professional, and I've earned the credentials of being a professional, damn it, I can say yes or no to somebody. And you, in an interview, you can size up what they possibly know by asking the right questions. You know, you asked him all the right questions, and you could tell he's a pro. He ain't telling on his people on what he's done, what magic he might have performed. You know, you realize that in the different people that come to you. Some people come to you and they got to pay. Some people come to you and I'll work with you, you know, because there's the good possibility that, hey, there's a Grammy involved. You know, they know what they're doing. They've got money to invest. You know, there's all kinds of reasonings behind this. You know, I mean.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, we're getting ready to go to a break, but one thing I want you guys to chew on. At the very top of the show, I had asked you guys about. I actually made a demonstration of someone out there being totally off key, couldn't sing, whatever. Now the question is that a reality in the studio? Do they come? Do some people come in there with minimal skills, and the engineer turned it into hocus pocus? I want to know that when I come back from a break. I'm definitely interested in that. Could we make a dog sing? Woo!
That medication, damn it. It's gone too far.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm asking you guys to send in your music at www.hiphopnational.com. We are a promotional firm that help you get the word out about your business, your music, your product. That's what we do right here on Hip Hop National. We have a listener base of about 1.3 million that tuned into this show. So I would say get in where you fit in. www.hiphopnational.com. We want to hear your music, and we want to have it play on our program. Y'all stay with us. Tonight, you're not hearing music until the break. We go there, and then I'll say like this. We also have music. Here are the days. It is from Wednesday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You want to connect with In the Mix with Dr. AT. Definitely want to get your music in there. I'm telling you, you want to get it. www.hiphopnational.com. Going to go to a brief break. We'll be back in just a second, so stay tuned.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Valder Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys. If you are listening in by your computer, or you're listening in by any other device, I'm encouraging you to call in at 213-559-2995. On deck with me, I got a boy, P. Ghana, in here. P. Ghana has worked with some very top celebrities, but he doesn't discriminate. I'm sure he'll work with you. You guys want to connect with him. You want to connect with Hip Hop National so we can make that possible. www.hiphopnational.com. And I tell you, bring your A game, bring your budget, because this man right here is on to some big things. That's how it works. www.hiphopnational.com. Maybe you can get him on your project. All right, we got Begana. Begana, I did ask you. We wanted to say, can you make miracles happen in the studio for those who lack the skill to actually sing? Is there software wrapped around what you do to help you give them and deliver an excellent package? You got artists, rappers singing the hook. I don't encourage it. Some of the stuff that I hear today, I can't stand it, but I'm just saying.
I mean, really,
that's our job, is to take unpolished music and try to get it as polished as possible. And yes, there are there's lots of plugins and software out there that can doctor vocals.
And when you say vocals, we're talking about instrumentation too, because from what I understand, every instrument is a voice. And that's why you say you break it down. You want to break it down into segments. You want each one will come in different tracks. Is that correct? That way you can manipulate multi voices to one excellent track.
That's why Waves, you know what I'm saying, Waves made up plugins for, you know what I'm saying, so that you can, basically the engineer can be creative with the music that is given to us.
Oh, okay.
Rod-O? Oh, he's on point. We can take nothing and change it with the software that is out here today. I mean, you know, you can take a voice and make it a guitar sound. You can take a horn and make it a choir sound. You know, I mean, there's so much that you can do. It's unlimited. I mean, you know, like a mad scientist in the lab. I mean, you know, it's like you mix it and you can turn it and you can reverse it and what have you, and you go, whoa, that turned out different. See, you know, we're looking for differences. We're looking for creativity. We're looking for something that when it goes off, it doesn't go off. You still hear it. You know, there's something that caught you. I tried to explain to people that there are certain notes that affect the brain and release endorphins in the brain, you know. And when I asked him had he played music, he said in band. He realized that there was instrumentation and the sound of it that had effects on people. That gave them, you know, the fullness and the balance and gave the pleasantry of, wow, that I like that, you know. We've often talked about hooks, and a lot of people don't realize that there's subliminal sounds below the hook that makes it a catch. You know, I talked about carrier sounds that you hear, but you don't know where they came from. I remember Lakeside years ago put out a song, and I can't, you know, right now, the name of the song, I can't do it. But I remember I played it, and they had put little bitty people in the background that you could barely hear them, but you did hear them. And everyone that came through, I would play that song, and they'd go, I never heard that before. I didn't know that they had a chorus going way low and the music was riding higher and you could pick it out, but you couldn't really, it was there, but it wasn't there. And it was just magical because it was something new and it was subliminal. So, you know, when I started recording music and what have you, and the ladies would come over, I had a lot of subliminal messages in there.
See,
he laughed, but he also knows that there are sounds you can put in there that, and hey, I'm not telling you to try this, but I'm going to tell you, you can put something in there very low, suggestive. My wife, I used to have women take off their clothes. I dance in the room, you know, get up.
I got to get that medication for you, brother.
No, this is true. And I put the suggestions low. And they couldn't catch them, but I knew where they were, and I'd watch them. And I just, hey, you talk about the power. Now, that's a true story. That's worth a wheelbarrow full of anything. You know, I mean, that is the truth. When I learned in psychology class that subliminal messages can be put out there that people will pick up on, and it will become something that they'll say to you, hey, you know, isn't it getting hot in here? Or, wow, I'm thirsty. You know, they did it on television, and then the FCC said, no, you cannot do that. You can't put out the one-tenth of a second flash that makes everybody want to go to Burger King and McDonald's. But in music, you can. Now, you going to send me my check now, Poetic?
I'm working on it, man. Working on it.
That was deep. Now, take that from a player from the Himalayas. Hey, the other producer that's on, I'm telling him, play with it. You'll find out it's real. Okay?
I'm not
misleading you. That, I learned that one in psychology, that people hear things that they really can't say where it came from. You know, they hear it, and it's a suggestion that's placed in the brain. That's the best player card that I can give tonight.
Exactly.
I agree
with you 100%.
Put it in your music.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, Poetic didn't know that. That's why he's so quiet right now. He said, say what? You can
that's one of those little secrets he just gave up.
I know. But you know what? Unless you try it, you know it. It's real. And the funny part, there'll be those that hear it and still will never try it. Because, you know, you can't take a horse to water and make him drink. You can only tell him, there's the water. Okay? And we try to make all these young people coming up understand that there's magic, there's power within the creativity in this music, and to use it the right way, and it will benefit them, you know. But you have to understand that, you know, ugly only is going to get ugly, and good is going to get good, you know. Marvin Gaye's been dead how many years, and everybody's still thinking about sexual healing, you know. He'll live forever. You know, how does it come that, wow, that's Marvin, even my daughter, that's Marvin Gaye, isn't it? I go, yeah, okay, now we turn it off. You don't need to be listening to the sexual healing. I don't want to hear that question behind what's he talking about? And what does he mean?
Exactly.
But that was he was one of the earlier pioneers with that suggestive point. You know, I mean, how many babies were created on sexual healing?
Millions.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? No one will be able to do it like he did it, you know? And all I can say is that's what, as I know you're looking for something to have shelf life forever that leaves your mark in this music industry. You know, that's what I've been looking for. You know, once you get to a certain stage, that's what you're trying to create. And your music is only going to get better and better and better as you mature, because you're going to, you'll have more fat on your head. You'll have more experience. You'll say, shelf life.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go down in the archives of the music industry, and they say, hey, he, you know. And I understand that, you know. And for the young people, look at it in the point of what shadow will you leave in this music industry as you get in it and you go through it and you experience and contribute, you know, because it's about contributing to this music, you know. And I guess that's the biggest dream, to leave something so that other people just go, wow. The cat that wrote Jingle Bells, man, he's been around forever. You know, every Christmas, Jingle Bells, you go, okay, I'll tell you another one. Charles Brown, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Yeah.
Don't go too far, Raw Dog. I wanna bring in entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly.
What you talking
about? It's a segment that we added to the program, and I just definitely wanted to highlight some things that's happening out there.
Oh.
And I wanted to get you guys' thoughts. Rapper Rich Homie Quan got into a brawl at a boxing match Friday with a guy he claims was trying to steal his chain. And the fight video is pretty intense. Quan was at the Adrian Broner fight in Cincinnati when the guy allegedly tried to steal his bling with force. The rapper the rapper started throwing punches to thwart the attack, which he did. The video doesn't show the attempt snatch, but lots of chaos. Police say no arrests were made. Now, this is coming from TMZ, guys. It's not from us. That you got the entertainment news. You tell me, what's y'all thoughts about that? Would you do it if they trying to steal your bling? You now got the floor. Let's start with your boy, P-Gunner. P-Gunner, you got the floor.
Oh, man, I'm just an engineer. I don't wear bling. I mean, just from the way I grew up, I would have to beat the brakes off, dude. You don't take stuff
from
me.
Oh, my goodness. The truth comes out. See, now we got about. No,
He's right. But you know what? I'm going to give him.
You don't take nothing from me like that.
No, but listen to me. I'm older. I just realized I'm older than you, Poetic, and the gentleman. Now, I'm going to say this to you. Yes, I'd wear the bling. I'd wear the biggest bling in the world. But here's the catch. You can steal it, too. And the next catch is it's insured.
Yep, there you go.
So, yeah. Take it, run. Run like hell. I'm going to do his point. There he goes. It's insured.
Actually, Ron, that's good advice. That's good advice. So keep yourself out of trouble. See, right now, no charges is being no charges have pending at this moment. But reality, your reaction can cause another reaction. So
listen, what you just said was really good.
So
No. But listen to this. The next time he goes out with the same chain on, the next guy that's going to rob him is going to shoot him.
Exactly.
See, you see, the thing about it is that insurance is what you need if you're going to be out there displaying something that is of value that is worth stealing, okay? And there's no excuses in being stupid. You know, it's like, you know, you don't put yourself with something around your neck that you don't have the net that you can wave to it as somebody runs. You just want a witness to say, did you see him steal my, yes, or write your name right here. I'm sending it into my insurance company. That's it. See,
man,
now,
making a very executive decision to say, hey, I'm going to do business. This is business. If they steal something from me, that's what I got insurance for. So, boom.
Exactly.
You know, instead of getting into an attack, getting in a fight, into a brawl, but, you know, it's easier said than done, guys. Don't get me wrong. When somebody snatches something from you, all of a sudden your reaction reacts, like, quickly. Sometimes it's out of control. And you okay, Pigano, come on, man.
No, that's an excuse.
I mean, to be 100 on it, I still stand by what I said before, but at the same time, I have kids, so I know my kids need me around.
Right.
So for me not to put myself in a situation like that, I wouldn't do it. I mean, like, I'm not
that's
a big jewelry person
thing
anyway.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I like watches, but, like, the chains and all that, I'm almost 40 years old. I left that alone back in my late 20s.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, for me, I couldn't. I just want to, if I'm going out, more than likely I'm with my wife and we're trying to have fun.
Right.
Enjoy ourselves, get a little tipsy, and come home.
Exactly. And, you know, the funny part is do you want to have a neon light that's going to bring every crook or somebody that's hungry to get what they need to go back home so they can be okay. Well, hey, I mean, I would rather have food hanging off of me and the hungry be able to eat as they take
exactly.
whatever they need to eat than to have
exactly.
Some bling on and be stupid enough not to have insurance. You know, how can you be a king and walk amongst the people and understand them if you are walking above them? You can't understand them. You know?
Exactly.
I was a player from the Himalayas. Looky here. I done seen a lot of things, and the only thing I can tell you is that, hey, stupid can't ride with me.
All right, guys.
Hallelujah.
In other entertainment news, TMZ guys, TMZ nuts, and I like love and respect them because these guys, they go out heavy and pulling entertainment news to entertainment entertainers and for the people who's watching the entertainers. So respect to them. Homage goes out to these cats. Atlanta rapper 9 Gotti got himself some brass ones, firing off a legal threat to three powerful rap icons, Kanye West, Diddy, and Rick Ross, warning them to quit jacking his music. At issue, a French Montana track called Gucci Man, which Kanye helped produce, Chinga Chain Records claims the song belonged to 9 Gotti before Yeezus and the others stole it. Whoa, a deep guy,
okay.
and you don't have to comment. You don't have to comment. I just because you know I understand and respect your momentum out there in this industry. So love it. But what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts, Raw Dog?
Oh, just throw me under the damn bus. Don't give a damn. Check this out. If Will I Am could get caught, if Robin Thicke could get caught for copyright infringements, okay, this is just part of it. All he's doing is just bringing notoriety to himself. He needs to go get his attorney. He should have had his copyrights and what have you, and all he had to do is just send the boy down there with the bright paperwork, and he's going to get compensated. That's it.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
The spin doctors throw things out there just so that, you know, it brings the media. You know, hey, just pay me. You know, I guess that's the difference between an audio engineer and somebody that wants to be on in the limelight. You know.
See, I agree with Raw Dog because I mean that's all he had to do. He didn't even have to bring it all public like that. He could have just a lawyer, boom, 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 and had that taken care of.
Exactly. About
all right.
It's just as simple as that.
Also on deck with me, I got Ifeanyi. Ifeanyi, welcome to the show. I'm sure you just heard that, what I just read from TMZ. TMZ, I'm bigging up these cats because they're doing a good job out there. What's your thoughts, Ifeanyi?
It sounds like a promotional move, brother. That's what it always sounds like that to me, man, a promotional move. Why go to the lawyers when you can get it out there? Who is the brother again? Now he out there. He's talking about such and such and such and such. Now, you know, they're going to be like who he is, and it's going to create a little buzz for himself. So I imagine it's all calculated and strategized, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? Got to do. Yeah, I'm calling out Kanye West right now, then, and Rick Ross, and you know Jay Z. Where you at? You know what I'm saying? Love the music. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're gonna start the trend up in a bigger momentum, huh?
You know, we're gonna get out there one way or another. You know, good or bad news. As long as they're talking about you, they're talking about you.
Exactly. Uh-oh, we can create a media frenzy right here on.
And we're calling out TMZ as well. TMZ as well. We calling them out.
Well, he did that so it was
right.
A disclaimer in case none of it was true. He used TMZ just in case he had to disclaim something against the guy. You know, he didn't need a beef with the guy.
No, man, TMZ, hey, you got to admit, TMZ brings some credible information out.
Yeah, but you as CEO put the blame on somebody else just in case it's wrong.
I ain't putting no blame on nobody. I read it directly. What's wrong with you? Anyway, anyway, anybody else who want to chime in, you're welcome to chime in at 213-559-2995. Press the number one that allows us to know that you want to be a part of tonight's topic. Right now, we are in entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. We just discussed some of the issues that is impacting the industry at this moment. They also,
look,
just
I got one for you.
What can I say? Go ahead.
I got one for you. What about the dude that got fired from the Ravens today?
Oh yeah,
he punched
DMZ.
His wife.
Yeah,
no,
in the elevator.
His girlfriend, who now is his wife.
They got married a month later.
Yep, and now he don't got no job.
They getting divorced tomorrow.
Hey. She looked like, you know.
A team will pick him up.
Yeah, well, but you know what?
Who wouldn't want a Super Bowl winning running back?
That's the
truth. You know what? She could take a punch.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible, brother. Raw Dog ain't no joke. I can understand the name now.
Find
a woman that could take a punch and come back loving me. You know, it was always the popo. He would show up, you know. But he could take a punch, fall out on the ground, and still say, I do.
That's it. What love got to do with a right cross? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? They said, I got to give credit. They
to
said
her chin,
they
to her chin?
Him. No, but listen, they compared him with Jay-Z when Jay-Z's sister-in-law was attacking him. And how Jay-Z did not retaliate, nor did he try to fight back, you know. And so, you know, they were saying the difference in conduct, and they were praising Jay-Z because for what he took from the sister and her aggressiveness,
yeah.
It was a wonder that he didn't retaliate against her and knock her to the floor.
I hear you.
All I can say, you know, football players are football players. And she could, boy, I tell you, I watched that about five times. The woman could take a punch.
I hear you.
I mean, and it kind of hurt.
And we don't condone that by any means.
No. It kind of hurt because of the fact, one, you don't do women like that. I got dogs, you know, and then you see
this,
daddy jumping out of the street.
This dude had a
you know.
Five-year, $50 million contract, and he screwed it up.
No,
yes.
He didn't screw it up. He didn't screw it up. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
He did.
No, listen. No,
his hands
listen.
Did.
No. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, they went out of control.
But listen, listen to this.
Go ahead.
Women have the wrong woman in your life. You might wind up behind bars,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
You might go crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you might lose your way. I cannot say that she was correct in her conduct. She was running up in his face, and it didn't mention on, like, when it looked like she swung on him. You know, she was just running up to him. She could have stayed on the other side of the elevator, but she was running up in his face.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I had to grab on the put her down and kind of held her down, let her know, don't you hit me. But I wouldn't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, some women
no.
You can do that.
It's okay to mush them, you know what I mean? Like, get out my face.
Hey, come on now. You
got
$50 million on that.
You
come
better
on.
Put a disclaimer on that. He said there's nothing wrong with mushing a woman.
I'm just saying if she comes, this is, let me put a little caveat with that because
okay.
My homeboy's mom, this is something that she told me and it just blew my mind. She said, if a woman is coming at you like she's a man, put her in her place. I said, you know, I'm not condoning or anything like that, but she told me this. This is a queen, a sister telling me if a woman is acting like she a man and she coming at you in that manner, that demeanor, you know, she said, put her in her place.
Well,
I've never been in that situation where I had to touch or anything like that.
Opinions and views
okay.
Expressed
mother,
right here on
Hip
Hop National is not necessarily the opinions and views of Hip Hop National, but I'm
I told you that's why you put DMV in there. But let me say this to you. I have been in positions where I have been bum rushed, you know, and let me say that, you know, you're looking at one, protecting yourself, nothing wrong with it. Women are aggressive. I have to say that by experience, okay?
I've seen it.
You know, and I'm not proud, but you're going to have to survive in this world.
Yes.
Ain't nobody want to get cut. Ain't nobody, you know, if my old lady is shorter than me, and we have a joke around the house. You get too loud, and you get in my face, and I get tired. If all of a sudden I take out running, and I start to run into walls, you know, and my head starts bleeding, watch for me to go to the phone, because I'm going to call the police and tell them you jumped on me. Okay? So
there you have it, guys. I have to end this segment of it because we are running out of time. But, guys, please tune in. Yes, you know it, Raw Dog. The good, the bad, the ugly in entertainment we just discussed. We have fun during that little segment. I love it. I know you guys have been enjoying it.
I'm just saying.
anyway, guys, in final thoughts from you guys. As engineers for the artists, should an artist leave with when they leave in the studio? What is it that they need so that they can be ready for show performances? What they're ready for, so that they sound just as good as when they left the studio, that their mix is good enough to go out on stage and perform. Can you break it down to me, starting with P. Gunna?
Oh, leaving the studio with me, their music is going to be, when they leave, unless I say, let me play around with it for a day or so. If they want their music that day, I could put a raw mix on it and boom, show ready.
Show ready. So they need a show mix, right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I mean, a show mix is just a raw mix.
Mm.
Nice raw mix, make it sound nice and good, so when it's coming out to the crowd will be able to understand everything, at least from what I mixed.
I hear you.
I see a lot of artists that are upcoming. They still have vocals from their song on their music while they're performing, and that still kind of confuses me.
Exactly.
Maybe they might forget their own lyrics or something. Maybe
that ain't right.
But
as far as that, you know what? But no, you know what? The thing about it is studio is studio. Live is a different animal with necessary equipment, you know, to bring the dynamics out in the music and what have you. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, two different things, actually, because when they hit the stage, the quality of what the people are hearing it through. And like I've always said, the crossover units in the speakers and the subs and all of that they've got for their music to be played through is a outboard equipment, a live performance equipment. They might even need reverb and all of that on their voice. You know, they've got auto-tune live now, so those that you corrected pitch on the song, when they go out there, they might need those kind of tools, you know. I think we're talking about a whole different show there when you say, are they ready?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, because no, you can have the best engineer, but he can't bring confidence in the artist, and the artist needs to know that they're passionate about their stuff, and they should know if they're show ready. Regardless of the quality of music, if you're going to bring that fire, you could have a track that you did yourself that has never been touched or, you know, from the engineer, and rock the show. And then you can have someone that has the most beautiful engineer. You hear every single detail, every single sound, and they're garbage. You know what I mean? So it's like they got to be confident, know their show ready, and confident in their art, their gift, their ability, you know. But engineering does make a difference, because my cousin, Fat Finger Beats, he's out here hitting these beat shows and stuff, and they were just telling them, you know, the the importance of the engineer to bring those sounds. It just brings more life, the details. You know how they say the devil's in the details? It's in the music. You know, you got to hear every aspect of the music, not just the bass line. It's so much more in the music when you have a great engineer that brings every sound to it. It makes it experience. It's not just a song anymore. It's like an experience then. When you have the right, when it lines up, you have the right people, a competent artist, great music, great engineer, then you're going to have greatness. But if you have someone that's not confident in themselves, or an engineer that doesn't know their craft, or vice versa, it's, you know, you get what you get. You get a hodgepodge of, you know, it might be good, it might not. You never know. You know what I mean? But I would just say have confidence in what you're doing. If you're an artist, a poet, a rapper, a singer, you must be confident. And regardless of how the music makes sound, you got to bring it regardless, you know, because you're going to be at places where the equipment is trash, and then you're going to be places where they got the top-end equipment. You never know how the setup's going to be. You just got to be ready regardless.
That's right.
That was Infiani?
Yeah.
Infiani, thank you, bro. Yeah, I agree
with that 100%.
Now, I have to let you guys know we have to go into this portion of the music segment, because we do this to bring it for the unsigned community, to let them know that, hey, we have a platform for you to express your musical talents. And we're getting ready to do it now. I want to thank all you gentlemen for actually participating in making this movement for what it is, because that's what we do. We teach you about the business of music, helping you connect the dots between the music industry, the music artists, and the music listeners. Really appreciate you guys. Love when you help us bring it. We'd love to invite you back tomorrow. We are going to be talking about what is it that a music artist should know about his music. So definitely, I'd like to invite you guys back.
I'll definitely be here tomorrow, brother, and I apologize for getting in so late. I got another show that I got to call into right now after this one, brother, so I'll definitely be there early tomorrow. Thank you for what you're doing and providing a forum to put knowledge, to seed knowledge within the minds of those that are seeking to walk down the path or live their dreams, man. So thank you, brothers, for doing what y'all doing.
Thank God.
I'd like to thank everybody just for even including me in this. This is an honor.
Hey, that's it. Same here. I feel the same way, brother. It's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
And God bless all you guys. And Dr. A.T., it's time for him to take it away. Hey, God bless you. And, hey, we'll be on tomorrow night. Same time, same place.
All right.
You got anything to say, Poetic?
All right.
I want to say good night, everybody. Thanks once again. And anybody you know, have them upload their music. www.hiphopnational.com. Dr. A.T., my dog, take it away.
God bless.
Up, and the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. A.T.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host.
This is Dr. A.T.
Yeah, like
you know what this about. Spread the word, you heard. Every time I paint picture, I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
This is Dr. A.T.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. A.T.
Make noise.
you feel. We still get right, make money, then we go, go to the next show. Put the posters up, hand the flyers out, let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Spread the word, you heard? Put the posters up, hand the flyers out, let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Spread the word, you heard?
And the next song is going to be by Mike Militia, Feel So Good.
You want Next on deck, Jody B. Keep living.
Little boys who never had their mama call them. I'm talking to the ones who end up dropping out of college and hustle all day just to make a couple dollars and hoping that you make it just to live another day and crying every night, tears dropping from your face and struggle just to wake up in the morning cause of pain and hoping God sees you on your knees when you pray. Your baby mama tripping, your son's father sipping to another bitch, staying up waiting for a thing about to slip. You lost your only son cause he had to go to war and now you find yourself walking to the liquor store. Same issue, different day is what you're thinking on your mind. Living life without your baby brother cause he's doing time. Ashamed to go to school because the clothes you can't afford. 16 and pregnant, so them niggas call you whore. Keep your head up, little mama, something gotta give. Stay in school, little soldier, you got a life to live. To all them good women stuck living with a bad man. He always quick to hit you, but he never holds your hand. I know you wanna fly away and never have to land. You wanna throw away that big old wedding band. I know you really trying to fight and take a firm stand. I just really wanna tell you that I understand. Yeah. I know you in a better place, but damn G, I need you. Sipping on this Jack, still talking to the preacher. Mom's doing good, I make sure I go and see her. It's been 7 years since that bullet took your life. I'm still feeling like I got stabbed by a knife. Sleeping in the day and staying up all night. If I could just hug you, everything would be alright. And Carol to this day, I never met nobody sweeter. I just hope Mel knows that I really mean it. I'm trying to live my life straight, but I'm steady leaning. I hope you understand. Yeah. 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 I hope you understand. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life. Cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, y'all gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah, we all gotta keep living. Sometimes I wish God would just take my life. Cause everything's so far from ever going right. I'm living in darkness, I need to see the light. And all my life I've been putting up a fight. But I gotta keep living. Yeah, yeah, we gotta keep living. Yeah, just keep living. Yeah, yeah, I gotta keep living. Yeah.
In the mix with Dr. A.T. can be heard on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio. Next on deck is A.Y. Lee, My Way, a Byron production.
A.Y., what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one desire.
Patiently waiting, it's so frustrating.
fire. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a citywide event before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first go down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world-renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordet. But still I pray, and it's still a faith. I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day. But the results are still the same, what am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Put the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Cause my style is homegrown. Influence on me is very limited. But for you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one cause you're sick of the sprint. Passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. Next on no business bit, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. It's best you fall back. You better smarten up cause all brown nose and get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead the Joneses can't catch up. I'm what?
That fire, my one.
Does it first, but who does it bigger? Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and who jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart-topping. Tell me why. A few years back, mad cats was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. And tell me why. Dudes don't wanna pay for the beats that'll change the game and make their style concrete. With current, it's past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire.
Next on deck is Lil E, Living Life.
Yeah, yeah. It's your boy, E. Clan. They ain't know I was gonna make it. I'm just laughing one time. But check me out. I'm living life good. Yeah, yeah. Hey, E.
I'm living life good. Born and raised in the hood.
I'm the greatest, but really I am a hero. Still it takes getting wrecked without having to sell dough. But even if I go broke, then I'ma have to sell some more. I'm trying to get my name out there, cause no one know it's like I don't exist in this world. See, I'm not invisible, I stand my ground like a statue. I'm something that's visual, picture me in your gallery, even in your collage. I'm different from these other rappers, so I don't camouflage. I try to do my best to get shows, and when it happens, I wear my best hoes. Shirt tie slacks with my best clothes. When life get hard like concrete, I just plant my 10 toes, but nobody knows I'm growing up like tall afros. Until they look at me and then they look at my eyes, and then they start to realize that I'm not a disguise. It's really me, Mr. E, R, I to the C. But my stage name is E Classy, baby.
I'm living life good, born and raised.
That's why I'm so cold. No need to get myself together, cause
cause I'm already through with living a life that's under control. I'm just trying to get to the point where I can have money to blow. See, I'm the youngest rapper that most of these people don't know. But when it come down to play football, shout out to my boy Joe. That was his sport, and the only thing he had on his mind, he was just moving too fast instead of taking his time. I try to make the right decisions in life instead of doing wrong, even if it takes me a week to spend some days alone. I mean, to get my mind right, cause see my swag already tight, and all I have to do now is just grind all night. I'm just trying to do my best, and that's real, cause I'm hungry for this game, all I need is a full meal. I'm a talented young man who was blessed with a great skill. He class reporting to you live, for real.
I'm living like me, born and raised in the hood.
On deck is Big Moochie with a new hotline club dance called Baka Shuffle.
Hey, I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now for this one here, baby.
Uh-oh, it's Big Moochie, baby.
Big Moochie.
Omen's MC.
Hey,
check this out. I got this new live dance hustle, you hear me? This going out to all my bikers all across the world. We gonna call this here the Baka Shuffle.
Let's go. Now walk into your ride. Now move it on up. Move it on up, now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide, with it, turn to your left. With it, walk it to your right. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk it to your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick, with it, hop out in. Now kick, with it, step to your right. Now slide, with it, turn to your left. With it. Now kick, hop out in, now kick,
come on.